Kelim pechav ches mishne beis pochas mishloisha al shloisha sheskinu lofuk boyes hamerchat. Remember that we had a mishnah before in pechav zayin mishne yud beis that a beged that doesn't have shloisha al shloisha tochim, so it's not a beged choshuv, not royal lishchiva, it's a beged shel kolshu. If it's thrown out, if it's hushlach laashpo, so it's negated from being its bottle mishem beged and it's the tumah's pocket, it's not a kabbal tumah. The shell is, what happens if it's now designated for a tashmish garua, tashmish enei choshuv? Maybe that also helps to take away its shame kli, its shame beged. So it's hiskinu lofwik boy to plug a hole in the base merchat. It's not even a shmat to wipe up a spill. It's possible just to put in the wall when there's leakage in the plumbing. Or Linair boy es hakdeiro. Poshi has to pick up a pot. The pot is hot. The handles are hot. The pot conducts heat. So merely he holds on to something to protect it. He's not doing anything with it. It's just there to make a little distance between him and the kli. Or lekanech boy es harechaim. He's not cleaning up a spill. He's cleaning up a little bit dust that gathers up on the millstone. It's not cleaning anything. It's just partial wiping off dust. Bein muchon, whether he's making it mamish for this shimush, bein she'eni muchon. Tommy, this type of shimush is enough. If he didn't throw it out, it still retains a chshivus, divrei Rebbe Elazar. No. If I can. Bein min amuchon, both if he hung it up for moshli, put it on a hook in the base merchatz to fill up a crack. Or he put it in the kitchen in order to hold on to pats. He was making, he hung it on a hook. Bein she'enim min amuchon, just he put it on the floor. It's behind the door, the mufarsh would say. And it's waiting there for that use. Tohar. This shimush is not choshuv. And if it's not put in some place, like it's put in a drawer, it's put in a box, he's putting it away, so that would render it a givis a chshivus. But if not, that's like zork ba'ashpa. Comes along the Tanya Rabbi Kiva, and he's machriya ben shtei rabbis of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yishur. Rabbi Kiva oimer min amuchon tomei. If it's hung on a hook, that's really like hunach bekufsa. Einem min amuchon, if it's just put someplace on the side, on the counter, behind the door, Tohar, that's like Zorka Ba'ashba. So to summarize, if with Zorka Ba'ashba this size beged, it's Tohar. Hinicha b'kufso is Tohar, is Tomei l'kuli alma. Toloi b'yosid, or hinicha me'achari ha'deles, or b'lezes metamir b'shu is Tohar, and Rabbi Kiva is machriya between the two. By the way, just to be mitzayin, the exact explanation of this Mishnah is a sugya, the way we just explained in Shabbos Daf Choftes, and over there it's legabe throwing something out, b'negei hilchus mukta. The concept, the rationale is really the same. Hilchus mukta depends on something having a shimush as opposed to something being ois, being thrown in the garbage. So if somebody takes a plastic plate and he throws it in the garbage, it's ois plate. What is it? It's something in the garbage. Mashenka in a china dish, even if you throw it into the garbage, it doesn't become ois china dish. So that would be a dogma of such a zach. You look at the Rishonim, Rashi, over there in Shabbos Daf Choftes, and it's a little bit of a different dogish than the Rambam over here in Pirush Mishnayos. Rashi over there in Shabbos Daf Choftes says that this that they're mitar here, Rabbi Shua, either one of the Ifanim, according to Rabbi Kiva, Ba'achari Adelas, is because it's miyuchid l'shimush, which is not be'etzem machshavit for Hashem Beged. That says to be miyachid it to fill the crack or to hold on to the pot. That itself be'etzem is mafkia, the Hashem Beged. The Rambam says a little bit differently. The Rambam says there b'lezer is mitame, because since be'etzem the zach was roi l'shimush, so now instead of throwing into the garbage, he wasn't throwing into the garbage. He's saving it for something. Not that the saving is mafkir the tumor. According to Rashi, the being miyachidit for this shimush garua is a sibal attire, and according to the Rambam, the being miyachidit for this shimush garua is a sibal letame. Mishnah Gimel. Hoise isplonis. Isplonis is the word that's used for a bandage. This is a bandage that's wrapped around the maka, and they put on it something similar to what we would do today. Put on cream, you put on a band-aid. So you do to then also they would put on either they would smear on fats from an animal or wax, something that it's fatty to heal the wound. They would cover it over for infection. Bein bebeged, bein ba'or tohoiro, because the bandage becomes, nobody reuses a band-aid. Maybe somebody could reuse an ace bandage, but not the white part, not the part that goes on the mako itself. There's a girsa over here, Rabbi Yossi Oime al Ho'or Tohor. Lamaisa, it's not in the Rishonim, and nobody explains it. It doesn't seem to fit exactly. What is he saying? It would seem to be, if there is a girsa, it's related to the words Bein Bebeged, Bein Ba'or. If he makes it out of cloth, or he makes it out of leather, either way, the bandage is nimas and it's ois beged. So al ho'or, if it's not al ho'or, bo'or, it's not clear. So kanir, that's a mistake. Then the Mishnah says, melugmo is a bandage that's made out of, it's not made out of the regular standard thing. It's made out of either grain, it's made of kemach, some type of bran that would harden and they would turn that into a bandage, or some type of fruit. If they make out of that, if they put that on the beged, tohoiro, because the beged will become nimas, will become something you're going to throw out and you wouldn't reuse, because of the melugma is the shmirach that's on it. Uba'or tmeo, the leather won't become as dirty or have a bad smell, and therefore you'd reuse it, and that's why it still retains. Maybe that's what bo'or over here, maybe that's where the alho, or maybe that's where the gist came from. Reb Shimon Gamliel Loimer, af bebeged tmeyo mipnei shehinin eres. It doesn't stay stuck to it. Something fatty would say stuck on it, so that for sure would be mafkir, the shame beged, it would become nimas. Mashenk, and this type of thing will slide away, and memele won't ruin the bandage from being reused, and therefore it's mekabel tumah.